On the show today, we have Time Trade, Silver Cloud's very own Bill Clark, and I Think Financial's very own Keisha Chapman talking about how Time Trade, Silver Cloud's merger impacted I Think Financial's digital services. Everyone's migrating to that channel now, and just how that exactly worked and how it's benefited them since then. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have quite the episode for you. Right up front, we have I Think Financial's digital branch manager, Keisha Chapman. Keisha, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. And then right below us is Mr. Bill Clark from Time Trade Silver Cloud. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You guys have quite the story here. It's kind of how Time Trade, Silver Cloud, have you guys, the two companies recently merged and how that has impacted, I Think, financial services, because I Think was using both Time Trade and Silver Cloud stuff, and then you guys come together. So it'd be an interesting chat. But before we get started into those details, Bill, tell us more about why the two companies decided to merge and then how that benefits folks like I Think.
Well, yeah, that's a great place to start. The thesis behind bringing the two companies together was completely market-driven, in that both companies were focused very heavily on financial services, and certainly credit unions is a big part of that. And so we found ourselves oftentimes in the same accounts. And from the customer perspective, and Keisha knows this better than anybody, the credit unions and the branches were thinking about digital transformation from the perspective of the member. Mm-hmm. And so whether that meant appointment scheduling, which is what Time Trade historically did, where you would schedule direct appointments between members and experts, say a mortgage specialist or a credit card or auto loan or something, or it was at the other end of the spectrum with digital self-service, which is what Silver Cloud did, or supporting knowledge bases for employees to make them more effective and efficient when they're on the phone from a call center to a member. It all made sense for all those things to be part of a continuum that a customer like I Think Financial would be looking for. So we looked at that and said, you know, that's where the world's going. It's not discrete things like just appointment scheduling or just self-service. There's that range that, in the industry people call omni-channel, but people were looking for solutions that would work together. And I think in some ways, ideally from a single vendor, as opposed to having to manage different vendors and get them to integrate solutions and so forth. So all those market forces were very visible to us, and the two companies were very successful. And we said, you know what, we'd be better off together. Yeah. And it's the classic argument of 1 + 1 = 3. We can do more things together than we could individually.
That's a great way to look at it. And Keisha, I mean, being a kind of a mutual client or customer of both companies and then having them come together, what was your thoughts? Like, I bet you were just like, yay, I can get it all right here in one-stop shop, basically. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Exactly. I think it was a good move for us. And it's great to be a part of something that is like forward moving. The digital experience in the credit union is something that is fairly new. But I think that because of the channels like Silver Cloud and Time Trade, we're making it easier for our members to actually do business with us in a different channel, which is this online channel, which is usually and sometimes people shy away from it. And so we're taking, you know, the bull by the horns here and just like, this is what we have available. And you can self-serve through Silver Cloud and online. And then if you need to, you want that human interaction, you can, you know, leverage Time Trade as well to get in contact with us.
Yeah, let's dive a little bit deeper there. So how does their technology play into your credit union's digital branch strategy? Because this is where we're going. So this is where we're headed. This is the reality of it. So how does that play into it?
Absolutely. So a part of the digital branch is that, you know, we have our members apply online. Mm-hmm. You know, our online services. A part of doing that also is providing them with content online, whether it's through the mobile app or through our website, as well as in online banking. So whether you're a prospective member, you're an existing member, or you're a member that's actually doing business with us inside of the online application, you can access the SilverCloud content. And so that is FAQs, and we have guided tutorials. And all of those content items are put in place so that they can self-serve. So they have step-by-step instructions
on
how to activate online banking and things like that. And it kind of helps them do those things. So the strategy is to, you know, provide that omni-channel 360 experience for the members. And that's how we use SilverCloud in that aspect.
Okay.
And then it can it obviously rolls into our the way we do business in the branch through Timetree.
And this sets you up nicely for the future, I would think.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
As we're all kind of emerging from the last 12 months. And so, Bill, so there's some interesting things happening in the appointment economy, in quotes, I say. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for credit unions, even credit unions like Keisha's?
Well, what we've seen, you know, certainly over the last year was nobody was prepared for the pandemic. Right. But I think what we also saw that before the pandemic, there was still this move towards omni-channel. There were very good reasons that some members wanted digital self-service, you know, a certain part of it. I think they were kind of the forward-thinking members.
Yeah.
There were still lots of people who wanted to go to the branch. There were people who would call in. So it's not a one size fits all. I mean, I think one of the things we learned is as ideal as that might be, it doesn't work that way because members have different priorities and different preferences. Then the pandemic hit. So for at least a period of time, the branch had to be out of the picture. As much as the branches didn't want to be out of the picture and the members didn't want them to be out of the picture, they had to be out of the picture. So it caused a more rapid change than perhaps anybody would have normally done.
Mm-hmm.
But that probably opened up people's minds on both the member side and the branch side of, well, what are my choices here? And what do I really prefer? Maybe some people that used to only go to the branch thought, well, if the branch isn't available or it's got very limited access, maybe I'll try the self-service or maybe I'll try the mobile in ways that Keisha might have been trying to get them to try it anyway. You know, this was a forcing function.
Right.
And then at the same time, I think what we've seen is on the appointment economy, there's a desire to get the member to the expert. I always use the example of the mortgage specialist. You know, you're not going to sign up for a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage, you know, through a chat bot, right? I mean, you might get information about rates, but that's one of the most profitable aspects in a financial institution with the right member, you know, with the right kind of a transaction. So you want all of those experts to be spending their valuable time with the people that they can help the most, but you don't want them answering trivial questions like what's my routing number.
So
this is all about getting the right information to the member at the right time and through the right channel. So it's a combination of all those, and to answer your question specifically, this last year has really forced a lot of change, but I think in some ways it's given us a clearer path to the future.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't agree more. I think a lot of people are like, wow, this existed? It's this easy? Like, you know, I don't have to get in my car and drive to the branch anymore, or at least not as often as I used to. So my God, is that kind of what you found, Keisha? Is that a lot of folks, I mean, coming out of this, I think a lot of behaviors have definitely changed because of the technology like this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's all about respecting the behavior of the member when they first engage with you.
Right. So
if they find you online, that member 9 times out of 10 is going to want to continue to do business with you in some capacity online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have the tools in place to actually help them do that. And then, you know, coming into the branch, I mean, I don't know how many campaigns or we've talked to our member service advisors, like push the e-deposits. And, you know, you get people that are starting to use the e-deposits now. We get a question. I had a question in SilverCloud and someone said, can they deposit cash in the e-deposit? I'm like, that's counterfeit. We can't do that. You can still come into the branch and do that. But, you know, I think it's allowed our internal team to find ways to continue to do business, to free up the time. We implemented chatbot with SilverCloud as well. That was great because now instead of handling, you know, 1% of the time, this chat, Bree actually can handle up to, you know, 100 people in just one question. She's wow. So many people at one time. So I think that's, it's just been really good. So,
okay. I can tell that you're excited about this, Keisha.
Yes, very.
My next question is, well, what excites you most about this merger? I mean, the potential, I mean, you guys have already leveraged a lot of the tools and stuff. So what's the potential look like that really keeps the momentum and keeps the excitement going for you?
Oh, I think I think my background is in digital advertising and marketing. So I'm just excited that we get to bring this new concept, this new idea to a credit union that has been historically known for being like the mom and pop of banking, right? They care about you. They know your accounts. They know your family history, all that kind of stuff. But now we're merging that with technology. Mm-hmm. So forward thinking, but we're still holding on to some of the traditional ways and values of the old school kind of doing things. So I think that's what's most exciting to me, to see how that can come together and just going from there. So, and then seeing other people in the credit union, internal people adapt to it, seeing the change. So I think the tools of SilverCloud and TimeTrade are great tools, but I think the emotion behind it and people understanding that it does have huge value that can pay off big over time. I think that's what I'm most excited about.
Okay, yeah. And I see them kind of complementing each other, and then that really adds value to your credit union because you're really serving people where they want to be. And so mm-hmm. that's the potential there is sky high. And Bill, so are there any new initiatives on your roadmap that you can share with us? And maybe Keisha might get even more excited about.
yeah. And we've already talked to Keisha about it, but where we're going from here, there's two steps. The first question we typically get after we announced the combination of the two companies was, well, are you integrating the products? And so the answer simply is yes. And just going back to Keisha's point about, you have people coming in through the digital channel, which is great. It's 24/7, it's efficient, right? All the benefits there. But you want that to be a seamless handoff where, say, somebody's online in the chatbot and they're asking questions and they're getting deep enough into it. But at some point, you want them to get to one of your experts. You're not going to do everything digital, but you want that to be a seamless handoff. So to put it in the technology terms, if somebody's in the chatbot, they're getting answers, to use that example as a mortgage, they're asking questions about it. At some point, the chatbot will figure out that this person has a bunch of serious questions, and they'll offer up the opportunity to have an appointment with a specialist right there in the chatbot with a link. It will already know who they are. It will already know that they want to talk about a mortgage. It's not just some random thing where you get sent over to a call center.
Yeah.
And they actually make an appointment at a branch or online that is convenient to them at the time they choose. So that's the first step. So that's what people are going to see. And I can't thank, I think, and Keisha enough, because they're the ones who've been driving us down to that level of detail of the member experience. But the next thing where we're going is, because we serve hundreds of financial institutions, we have close to 400 banks and credit unions as customers, we're able to see data on trends in the industry. So as Keisha said, you know, you have people coming in through the digital channel, people going to the call center, people making appointments. And at iThink and of each financial institution, they have metrics on how many members come in through this channel versus that channel versus another channel. But because of where we sit with hundreds of customers, we can see trends across the entire industry. So we're going to be able to serve that up to our customers, to Keisha. So Keisha can not only know what percentage of my members are coming into the digital channel this month versus last month versus the prior, but we can now provide her an industry view to compare to. So of similar size credit unions, say in the Southeast, do we have more people coming into the digital channel, about the same, fewer, or whatever? And we think that's really valuable because no single institution is going to have access to that industry-wide information. And frankly, that information isn't available anywhere else.
Right. Oh my gosh. Can I say just a collective thank you? I mean, a collective hallelujah, especially on the first thing where you have, where you're in the, how many times have we all been on a chat button and you've gone as far as you can go. And then you just get dropped off and like, wait a minute. I mean, and you're kind of dropped off in the middle of nowhere. And then you got to repeat yourself on, oh gosh, this seamless transition that you were talking about. Oh my gosh. That's gold.
And if I could just jump in there, I think again, this comes back to what Keisha was talking about, to kind of the strategy that iThink has, which is you want that personal service, that customer service at the right time, mm-hmm. but you want to offer it up in the flow of the customer journey. Exactly. And so they come into the digital channel, you can hand them off very seamlessly, and it retains that personal service level that iThink has been known for decades.
Yep. And knows who you are.
Yeah.
Yes. It gives us an opportunity to better know our members and better know the members that are like them. You know, it's just, that's the best thing about digital is able you get the data behind it. It serves for a better experience overall and more personalized. You can upsell. You just really get to know the member in a different type of way. And it's automated in most situations. So it frees up that time to kind of build that relationship. So I think it's really, really a great thing.
Yeah. Now I'm excited. All right, guys.
We want everybody to be excited.
Right, hey, anything else? What's that, Keisha? I'm sorry.
I said we want everyone to be excited about
this. This is the way it should be. This is the way it should work. It's that simple. Oh, my gosh. Well, having said anything else to wrap up here, because, I mean, this is, oh, my gosh, this is so cool stuff. Bill, I'm going to let you go first. Any final words of wisdom here? Any final words?
I just think that the world continues to change. You know, we use that term digital transformation. It's been around for years now. Yes. It's becoming real. It's becoming a little bit different than perhaps we thought it was a year ago. Mm-hmm. So I think the lessons learned are keep listening to the members, keep listening to the credit unions because they're in the front lines. Yep. And we're happy to support them because we're excited about where the future is going. And hopefully it all means better service for the members and more effective service for the institution.
Yeah. And it's fun too. So, right, Keisha?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm just going to echo what Bill said. I think that we should just continue to move forward. Slogan there, to move forward. But I think we should just continue to move forward and have fun with it and learn as much as we possibly can and just use the data to better serve our members.
All right. Well, good stuff. Good way to end it. And this is why I do this is why I love this job, because I get to talk to cool people like you and get excited. And the future looks so bright when we have people like you on pushing that proverbial envelope. So thank you very much for all the hard work that you guys do to do this for us. So good stuff.
Thank you.
No, thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime, anytime. Well, keep up the good work. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.